Representatives from local industries affected by the protracted shutdown of the Hernando de Soto Bridge had the ear of the White House on Thursday. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited Memphis as repair work continues on the damaged bridge.
Buttigieg started the morning at a roundtable discussion with officials from the hometown shipping company FedEx and both the Tennessee and Arkansas trucking associations. It's been 3 weeks since the six-lane Interstate 40 bridge connecting the two states was shut down after routine inspection found a large fracture. Shannon Newton with Arkansas's Trucking Association says the closure has hit the industry hard. More than 26,000 commercial drivers a day have had to reroute to either the nearby I-55 bridge where they can face an hour-long delay or travel much farther to other Mississippi River crossings.
Either way, they're looking at 60 minutes of congestion or more than 60 miles out of route, which is roughly $2 million a day that the industry is absorbing.
After touring the closed Memphis Bridge, Buttigieg noted nationwide there are an additional 45,000 bridges considered to be in poor condition, including more than 1,500 in Tennessee and Arkansas. He said the White House continues to negotiate in good faith with Republican lawmakers to strike a deal on President Biden's massive infrastructure spending proposal. They differ on what to include in the package and how to pay for it.
We are eager to make sure those conversations get every opportunity to succeed. But the president's also said inaction is not an option. And we do know that there's a clock on all this.
In the meantime, the Tennessee Department of Transportation still does not have a date for when the bridge can reopen to vehicle traffic. But officials say major repair materials will arrive at the end of the month and could then take through July to install. Katie Reardon, WKNO News.